From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. France says it may have foiled another terrorist attack. In Paris, authorities say an early Wednesday security force raid may have disrupted a terror unit planning a new attack. The operation took place near the soccer stadium where one of the attacks that killed 129 people last week occurred. Two people were killed in Wednesday's assault, eight arrested. Authorities are not yet certain whether suspected mastermind of Friday's attack, Sabdel Hamid Abaoud, a Belgian of Moroccan descent, was killed. They say they don't have him in custody. Another fugitive, Salah Abd Salam, remains at large. Five security personnel were wounded during the multi-hour operation.
Ces actions nous confirment une fois encore.
French President François Hollande Wednesday told the gathering of mayors in France is at war against a terrorist who has decided to declare war on us. He said Daesh, a reference to the Islamic State, has an army with financial resources, territory, and a network of accomplices. Two young female suicide bombers detonated their explosives Wednesday at a marketplace in the northern Nigerian city of Kano, killing at least 15 people, wounding dozens more. Musa Katsina is the Kano State Police Commissioner.
What we know from eyewitness account is that a Charon vehicle came with six women, all of them dressed in niqab. Two of them were dropped here, and the other four left with the Charon. The first woman came here and planted this explosive, while the other woman also planted outside. All of them, because they are suicide bombers, died in the adventure.
The blast in Kano came a day after an explosion in the northeast city of Yola left more than 30 dead. Boko Haram is suspected of carrying those out. This is VOA News. Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari has ordered the arrest of a former national security advisor accused of stealing billions of dollars meant to buy weapons for the fight against Boko Haram. Sambo Dasuki was the national security advisor to former President Goodluck Jonathan. He allegedly awarded fake contracts for equipment never supplied to the Air Force. He's also accused of transferring tens of millions to accounts outside the country. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry has intervened in the debate over accepting thousands of Syrian refugees into the U.S. Many state governors, presidential candidates, and members of Congress have called for a pause in plans to resettle them over the next year in the wake of the Paris attacks. Mr. Kerry spoke Wednesday in Washington.
We're going to do the right thing by refugees. I mean, how is it that somebody can suddenly say that a 50-year-old woman with her grandchildren is going to be a threat? And that we can't process people adequately to keep faith with our values in this country.
Some U.S. officials are seeking tougher verification requirements for Syrian and Iraqi refugees after investigators in Paris found evidence one of the attackers may have slipped into Europe with Syrian refugees. The U.S. is offering a reward of up to $5 million for information leading to the location or identification of IS leader Abu Mohammed al-Shamali. He is believed to be responsible for facilitating the travel of foreign fighters through Turkey to Syria. Turkish security forces killed a suspected IS militant and detained others while they were trying to illegally cross the border from Syria. Ankara has sent reinforcements to beef up its presence along its 900-kilometer border with Syria. Honduran police arrested five Syrians said to be carrying stolen Greek passports and heading to the U.S. According to local media, the five planned to head to the city of San Pedro Sula before making their way to the United States by land. Angola's Foreign Minister Georges Chicot met with U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry in Washington Wednesday to discuss regional conflicts.
We have the problem of Burundi, the Central African Republic, South Sudan, and even issues of Nigeria. Today the world is concerned as far as terrorism is concerned, particularly when we see what is happening in Nigeria, but also very recently in France. So I think all those issues will certainly continue to be our concern.
The Angolan government, marking the country's 40th independence, has been criticized for its human rights record. The UN Atomic Energy Watchdog says Iran has started cutting back on parts of its nuclear development program as part of an international nuclear deal, but diplomats caution Iran is keeping on standby thousands of centrifuge machines. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.